Hey, welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. 615-737-9522. The phone number. Go to Tennessee Star on Facebook, and you can cast your vote in our online poll today. Is there a border crisis or not? Now, you've got the Kirstjen Nielsen, who's the head of Homeland Security, who says, of course there is. We're looking at hundreds of thousands of people illegally entering our country each month, nearly a million a year. And these are the ones we catch. Of course there's a crisis at the border, but I don't want to put my thumb on the scale. So go cast your vote, Tennessee Star on Facebook. Also, TennesseeStar.com on the web. You can get the latest details on the intersectionality of Ocasio-Cortez to Knoxville, Tennessee, and this political scam operation that she and her team were running during the 2018 race. And also, be sure to check out this video. We now have the video up so you can see what Williamson County is teaching the teachers. And apparently not getting it approved by the State Department of Education. We've got that story up for you as well. One other quick note. Democrats have decided that they're not going to condemn the anti-Semitism, the racist anti-Semitic rhetoric of Ilhan Omar, who's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. Democrats have decided they're just going to condemn all hate, not anti-Semitism, particularly because they don't want to look like they're blaming their own members for their own misbehavior. So it's going to be all hate. Remember when they were in such a conniption fit over anybody who would dare to say all lives matter instead of just Black Lives Matter? So they're showing their hypocrisy again. Earlier this week, we covered the story that, again, the mainstream media still hasn't covered. The Tennessee and the rest, they just can't find the news. It seems that Justin Jones, the guy who assaulted people at a Marsha Blackburn rally in October, waiting for his trial, and then goes and assaults Deborah Moody and Glenn Cassidy by throwing hot coffee or hot tea on them in an elevator at the Capitol, they are now considering revoking his bond at the DA's office. Again, you will only read that in the Tennessee Star because we're the only ones that apparently could find news in the Nashville area. But one of the people who was there in these insightful, rhetorical, angry protest in the Capitol was State Senator Kerry Roberts. He's on our Newsmakers line with us right now with a little insight into what happened during those incidents. Kerry, welcome in.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for having me on.
So these protesters that have been removed from some of these Senate and House hearings, they aren't just sitting there silently wearing their little badges or wearing their T-shirts. They're actually being disruptive. They're bull rushing some members of the legislature to try and force a physical confrontation. That's where you have this Justin Jones character now facing charges again for throwing this frothy monkey cup full of liquid of some sort, hot or cold, hitting Glenn Cassidy while he shouts, Cassidy's an old racist! Justin Jones is such a pretty young man. He's not going to enjoy prison, I think, very much. But this disruptive behavior has been rising for a while the last couple of weeks.
You know, it's really escalated, and of course it's not at all what the media, the mainstream media, would portray.
What?
I know, that's a shock, but we had a guest that day at the Senate. We had a 16-year-old girl who was a title holder, had won a pageant, and she was our guest, and her parents were with her. And after the Senate session, we were going to give her a tour of the Capitol. So we went down to the first floor to show her the old Supreme Court chamber and the governor's suite. And they were down on the first floor outside the governor's office yelling, loud enough to be heard throughout the entire building. And I asked him, I said, well, do you want to avoid this or you want to go and try to take a peek in and see? There's this beautiful mural from the 1930s that's in the governor's outer office. And she said, sure, let's go. So we walked over there, and there was a lady who was literally, and this is exactly what you would see, taking a selfie video while 2 or 3 inches away from a state trooper who, I'm just going to tell you, showed a whole lot more restraint than I would have, looking straight ahead, yelling at him so loud, so violently that she's spitting in his face and accusing him of being a member of the Klan, accusing him of being racist, and why are you protecting this racist governor? And just, that
kind of sounds like the Black Hebrews in Washington who were yelling that same kind of stuff at the Covington Catholic School kids.
Based on what I heard of the Washington, this was every bit as much of that, if not more. So when we approach, they've got it cordoned off, and as we approach, we're going to just try to lean in so she can look through the door and see the mural. There's kind of one little opening there. The lady sees her, and she makes some very snide comment about, you know, look at the, you know, whatever she called her. I bet they're going to usher her right in. And so a pretty big assumption right there, you know. And so we kind of leaned in, and when she started targeting the girl, we walked off, and we walked to the south end of the hallway to look at the ceiling and you know, some other features, architectural features.
So, Carrie, Senator Roberts, these protesters targeted the 16-year-old girl?
It gets worse. So they're yelling at her, and then so we leave to go to the end of the hallway, and then when we have to turn around to come back and pass by, same lady starts yelling at her again, accusing her of being a racist, accusing her of being a member of the Klan, you know, all about her whiteness. And honestly, Steve...
And, of course, she wasn't wearing a Klan robe. Other than being white, there was no... I mean, of course, they're accusing everybody of being racist.
You know, not at all. And so the thing about it is, I said, come on, let's just keep walking. And this 16-year-old exhibited more class walking by these people with her head held high, smiling at everybody, not letting it bother.
Did she give them the pageant wave?
She didn't escalate the situation. She just kept her eyes.
See, you or I would have given him the pageant wave. You would have given him the queenly pageant wave, right?
I'm telling you, being a parent of a daughter that's just, you know, a couple of years older than her, I was ready to go back and just, you know, give him a piece of my mind. But the problem here, here's the problem, Steve. Nobody in that group cares about change. What they care about is trying to provoke someone to some sort of argument in hopes that it's a video that goes viral and they're going to be famous for 15 minutes on YouTube. It's pretty obvious that that's what it's about, because you know what? That kind of shouting doesn't lead to any kind of resolution whatsoever.
But it does show the mental derangement.
And they know it.
And they're escalating it. And again, that's why I think they need to throw this Justin Jones character in the real jail. Let him get a taste of, you want to go to jail? Fine. We're going to send you to jail. Carrie, thanks for your call.
Right. Appreciate it.
I bet Carrie tried on the Tierra. I'm just, because I would have tried on the Tierra.